This is Wade Vranski with the Chief Organizer's Report. Was Roseanne in the wilderness too long? It's beyond dispute that Roseanne Barr has gone off the deep end with a string of racist and anti-Semitic tweets, along with a tight embrace of a startling array of conspiracy theories and conspiracy promoters. Did Trump and Twitter finally enable us to see the real Roseanne that's been lurking at the edge forever, or is this something new? You may wonder why I ask and why do I care? Fair question. Mainly because I remember the pre-Trump and pre-Obama Roseanne as something very special. In 2006, Roseanne spoke at the convention banquet of Acorn's National Convention in Los Angeles. She was fantastic. She embraced our predominantly black and brown membership and leadership effusively that summer. She identified with them as a working-class woman and mother on the same side of the class divide. She didn't just talk the talk either. She joined Michael Moore, the documentarian, on a traveling tour in Florida to support the successful Acorn ballot proposition raising the minimum wage statewide by $1 in that 2006 election. She was great. She was a star. Okay, that was a dozen years ago. What happened? It's worth remembering that Roseanne has always worked her comedy through the life she lived as a Utah mother firmly rooted in the working class, but also a domestic goddess, as she called herself. The first iteration of her show tried to speak to the grassroots that she knew, so her embrace of what she might have thought was a white working class surge of resentment and anger at being neglected and without respect was nothing new to her, even if it was accompanied by Trump and his dog whistles of racism as well. For years after the show ended, her first show, she tried a comeback of any sort, and that seemed perpetually mired in failure. She had a reputation of being difficult, but part of that was the pushback at her wanting more control and pay as a woman in charge. Who's to know how to sort out Hollywood spin for and against her? Not me, certainly. But it's easy for me to believe that for both her huge success and her more recent failures had an impact on her better angels. She was always outrageous, often to effect. Now she was becoming outlandish and extreme. She didn't have to travel a far distance to get there. A comeback now that asked her to be the media symbol for a flawed narrative about Trump's support was bound to be trouble. She's always been a lonely voice in the wilderness. Now she's the wilderness itself, and it's a darn shame. I can't help but thank Roseanne for standing with Acorn in 2006, any more than I can't help condemning her for her current outburst of racism and anti-Semitism. This is Wade Vranski. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.